Three girls in a car, Bohemian Rhapsody blaring on the radio, and the girls lip-syncing along. Sounds like girls just want to have fun. Well, boy, are these girls having fun, because they posted that video of them lip-syncing onto Facebook and YouTube, and in less than 3 months, they are a huge internet sensation with over 260 million views. Comedy trio Sketchy is who I'm talking about. They've got a cult following, an enormous one. People all over the world are imitating the group's style and posting their own lip-syncing efforts in YouTube. In fact, we've had a go at ourselves. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Joining me in the breakfast studio is Sketchy now, Lana Kingston, Maddie Lloyd and Shaylee Shackelford. Hello to you all.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, when you sat in your car, lip-syncing Bohemian Rhapsody, or as you've called it, Bohemian Carsity, which is pretty funny in itself, did you ever think or dream the 260 million people were going to watch that video?
Absolutely not. You know, it kind of took us three takes to film. We just shot it on our phone. It was a really kind of simple process and something we just kind of had fun doing. We were kind of playing with the idea, like, should we upload it? Should we? I don't know. And we kind of did. And within a week, it just started to explode.
But why? I was struck by what got you doing this in the first place. I had sort of figured just watching you, you must be friends, longtime friends. You'd grown up doing this in your, you know, bedrooms or lounge room or wherever, and you thought, hey, let's film it. But no?
Well, we actually, what most people don't realise, because the videos that went viral have been those car ones, but the three of us are actually a sketch comedy group. So for about 12 months leading up to that, we had been working, spending all our weekends and money on doing sketches, and more like scripted sketches for like a couple of minutes, and we decided to put things online in December. So we put one or two up, and then, yeah, it was more like, let's just do something different. Car videos seem to be quite popular. Bohemian Rhapsody is probably the best song of all time. So let's just, I don't know, it was very kind of just spontaneous and like a funny random thing we decided to do.
So you got me right there. The car videos were popular. I've missed that whole car video until you three came along and really put it on the map. So when you thought that, the process, okay, we're a comedy group, car videos are popular, what can we do? Were you doing it in the hope that it would go viral and Sketchy would go big?
I think it was more about the fact that we were getting a little bit low on funds at that point, because we did put a lot of money into creating our other sketches over the past year, and we kind of just decided, you know, like you said, these videos are popular, and we just had a bit of fun with it, and at the end, you know, got the final product and thought, this is really funny, let's put it on our channel.
But
and,
Maddie, how does that solve the funding problem? What's the funding opportunity?
Well, it's the
there?
Fact that it was virtually like free. It was something
not
that
even
the
virtually,
three,
it is free.
Yeah, it was something the three of us could do ourselves in the car. We filmed it on a phone, and you know, it didn't involve any fancy editing or camera crew or filming techniques, and we just did it, and look what happened.
And I don't think anyone can ever expect anything to go viral. Like, viral is such a strange
phenomenon. Well, that's of course right.
Yeah, and I you hope that it goes well and people, a little bit of fans we did have would respond to it and enjoy it. But as far as it blowing out to being like almost every continent in the world doing their own versions and like reaching out to us, that was just completely unexpected.
What was the blowout point? What happened that kicked it off from just being you and your friends on Facebook to the world?
I think I was in Bali when it all kind of blew up, and I was there maybe 3 or 4 days, and I checked my emails, and all of a sudden it went from like 3 new emails to 203 new emails. I'm like, all right, what's going on here? I get in touch with Shay, and all of a sudden all of these radio stations, magazines, fashion designers, people wanting to marry us, all of a sudden all of these new opportunities.
A lot of proposals.
Not all so great, but were coming at us. And I think it was the fact that it was so shareable and people were sharing it to their friends, to their family, all around the world, and it kind of just spread like wildfire.
Do you think it might have had something to do with the fact that the guitarist from Queen, Brian May, saw it, Bohemian Car Rhapsody, and liked it? Did that?
I think that was a huge endorsement, let's be honest.
Anybody
who was not liking it was like, oh, Queen would hate the Freddie Mercury's rolling in his grave. And then Brian May shares it and is like, I love this. So it's like, yes.
It was like a little personal victory for Sketchy.
It was a very big personal victory, yeah. And I think the fact that when all the blogs started to share it, that's when it really, really expanded and went crazy. And that's when people who weren't necessarily fans of us,
I think it hit me when I saw the articles in other languages with our photos. I'm like, all right, this isn't normal, but I hope it's a flattering stuff.
It's 22 minutes to nine. We're speaking with Sketchy. Sketchy is Shaylee Shackelford, Lara Kington and Maddie Lloyd. So when the world paid attention, you were getting emails in foreign languages, and then the memes happened, then people started copying you. Tell us about that. Tell us, and what do you think of that?
I think the funniest thing that's actually kind of sprang from that initially was that my mum, she called herself and still does now, the troll blazer. So you get a whole bunch of very varied like feedback when you do something like this. And there is a little bit of negative. And my mum, I think being a little bit of protective and not really being used to the fact that her daughter was getting millions of comments from around the world, she would go in there and start like, you know, going, if somebody said something negative, she's like, well, actually the girls do charity work and here's a video. And she'd like post it.
What was her alias again? Why so mean?
Well, she made her own email address called Why So Nasty @gmail.com. Yeah, sorry. She probably get emails now. But yeah, she started doing that. And it's like the most hilarious thing is now she's got Google Translate so that any other comments that aren't in English,
she's
she can
them.
Still check if they're abusive or
she
not.
She knows Russian now. So.
Well, you're worried about you getting emails. I'm worried about us getting emails in a moment because I'm having fessing up here that we've also copied you like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Here on breakfast, we had a look at you. We thought, wow, this is amazing. We can do this. And we've made our own video. I want to show you to see what you think about it, okay?
Okay. Oh, it's a new angle. Oh,
sneaky
some
through the window.
I can see some wigs.
I can see some boobies.
That is a delicious caftan.
That is definitely, that's a fit chic bob. You're very on trend.
That is really good. That's your secret.
I guess that's what you could do when you have the ABC behind you.
I love that you've got a lead singer and those guys are the backup. Good choice, song choice. Is this your baby?
Okay, you get the idea. Everyone gets the idea. I know it's not perfect for a radio.
I'm very impressed.
Trying to turn
you've
it
done,
off.
You've done really well.
Won't turn
it's
off.
All about the commitment level. Anyone will ask. It's if you commit, and you guys really committed there.
Look, that's Frano and the Brekkie crew. It was very last minute. We did take a quick pass through TV costumes to see what they could help us out.
Can we go past there on the way out? Because that'd be great.
We're going to post that. In fact, that's up now on the RN homepage and on the YouTube channel, RN Facebook page. If anyone wants to have a look and check it out. We're hoping we're going to go viral, so, you know, I hope the audience gets behind us. But that's the idea. People all around the world have copied you. Can I ask you, with all the YouTube views you've happened, all this hype that's happened, has this venture started to look profitable in any way? Has it made you any money?
Like, not to date, like as in right this moment in my bank account, not great.
But
lots of amazing, very incredible opportunities that we really couldn't have dreamed possible otherwise. So we just got back from America where we met with a lot of amazing directors and producers and TV networks. And there's a real potential for us to now develop what was our original plan, which was to make our own show, to have an audience to be able to put our content out to. So it's very exciting for us.
So what sort of opportunities, though? You're on The Ellen Show already. You're on Good Morning America at Times Square. That must have been a blast.
It was amazing.
But they're all free gigs. Your actresses, I think most of your actresses
Yeah, we've all got a varied background. My background was actually more in producing and directing and acting. And then the girls had, presenting, modelling. So it was a real eclectic mix of things that brought us all together.
So of all these opportunities, I don't know what you can tell us, but what's your favourite? Can you tell us your favourite one or what you want to do? What would you like to
There's
come from this?
There's one with a technology company that could potentially mean a lot of travel for us and a lot of seeing people from around the world, which is so amazing. I think one of the biggest perks of this whole thing exploding is seeing that our content is entertaining people from around the world. We're getting kids sending their renditions, people from Spain doing their own kind of car videos. So for this, if this deal goes ahead, which potentially it will, we will be, going around the world and kind of meeting up with fans and spreading the sketchy love.
But I'm also thinking, given your acting, what about like TV opportunities? You mentioned that you've had proposals. I'm thinking a show like a reality TV show like Farmer Wants a Wife, Sketchy Wants a
Sketchy Wants a Job.
Well, the reality is probably not so much the direction we want to go in, but we really want to do our own kind of, we love something like the Flight of the Conchords, like they're like heroes for us. So to do our own female kind of version of that, that's maybe got lots of music and fun, because obviously music's become such a huge part of what we do now. So yeah, like a comedic Glee is the kind of on the cards, I think.
All right, fantastic. Well, look, it's funny and it's fun, and 260 million views. You girls have really got something. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Maddie, Shaylee, and Lana.
And good on you on that video. I'm very impressed.
Everyone should go and watch that because it is spectacular.
Yeah, retweet it, okay?
We will.
You can retweet that. Yeah. I think we're on screen, but maybe anyone's tuning in. There it is.
Awesome.
Send us viral.
I want to see those cards. I think there's some fun in there.
Head to the RN homepage or also the RN YouTube channel. It's up there now, I think, youtube.com. facebook.com/ABCRN if you want to have a look. Retweet it, see if we can get, well, let's think about 20,000 views. Let's start.
And feel free to watch ours while you're there too.
Okay, that's sketchy. They are Shaylee Shackelford, Lana Kington and Madison Maddie Lloyd. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks Fran. Happy Friday.
It's 17 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.